British Superman in Man of Steel. Briton Henry Cavill becomes the latest actor to don Superman's famous red cape as Man of Steel hits theaters this week. The heartthrob actor co-stars with Amy Adams as plucky reporter Lois Lane and Australian Russell Crowe as his otherworldly father Jor-El in the $225 million film. Kevin Costner and Diane Lane play the couple who raise Superman as Clark Kent after he lands in their backyard in a space pod ejected by his real parents from the dying planet Krypton. Cavill recalled being a Superman fan as a child, growing up on Jersey in the British Channel Islands. "I was a kid running around the garden with a tea towel around his neck, beating up his brothers and stuff," he told AFP ahead of the film's release in the United States this week and around the world over the rest of June. The 30-year-old was once dubbed the most unlucky man in Hollywood after losing out to Daniel Craig to become James Bond in 2005 and just failing to be cast in 2006 Superman Returns. But he finally got the call from seasoned action sci-fi director Zack Snyder to play a character famously portrayed by Christopher Reeve in four movies from 1978 to 1987 before he was paralyzed in a horse riding accident. Preparing for the role involved 5 months of grueling physical training and specialized diets to build muscle mass while maintaining a lean physique, fully on display in the movie. "Throughout the movie, we did some fine-tuning, some sculpting, and then one very intense leaning period, 6 weeks during the movie, for the shirtless stuff," he said, referring to scenes before he dons the famous Superman suit. Perfecting the U.S. accent also took weeks of work with a voice coach to transform his English public school vowels into Midwest twang. His Oscar-nominated co-star Adams, making her first major blockbuster movie, was impressed both with his accent, it's pretty close to perfect, and his acting skills. "He has a physical presence as Superman, but then has this beautiful vulnerability and gentleness to him," she told AFP, while admitting that kissing Superman near the film's climax was less fun than some might think. "People are always so disappointed when they find out the truth, that kissing scenes are always so technical. But, you know, it's all in a day's work for a working lady," she joked coyly.